It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. This year we focus in on the all-time captains for Beaver football. Head coach Brent Bolte joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. BSU's first season of football was 1927. In the 91 season since then, Bemidji State has had some great leaders on the field. In 1976, Ed Acosta was captain at BSU. In 2002 and 2003, his son Eddie was captain at BSU. Head coach Brent Bolte says father and son captains are rare and special.
It's special. You know, when I got here, it was right when Eddie was kind of hitting the ground running, and so it was fun to be able to meet senior and junior and see what he was able to do, and then see some of the footage. You know, we had some of the alumni events and see, you know, the senior out there running around, and you could see that dad had it. He was an unbelievable, gifted athlete as well. It would have been fun to take him and put him on the same team that Eddie had with that offensive line and that grouping of players and see what he could have done with that type of offense. But it's a pretty rare deal, and to have them both be in Bemidji that long, to have a hometown success is a really cool deal.
So how much of dad was in the son?
It'd be interesting to hear what he had to say on that. From an athletic perspective, certainly you can see a lot of similarities and attributes. Both had real good hips and vision. But it's always interesting. I'm sure mom would take some of the credit as well. But certainly fantastic players, both in their own right. But certainly, I think Junior got some of the traits and the attributes from the old man.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. This is Beaver Football on the Beaver Radio Network.